Thief's Magic, written by Trudy Canavan and read by Grant Cartwright and Hannah Norris. "You can see it," he said, moving over to crouch before her again. "I can read it in your face, Riel. There's no crime in that." He touched her cheek, tracing her jaw with his fingers. "I've known people who could. I understand. A lifetime of hiding is a hard habit to break. However it got there."
"It wasn't there early this morning," Sargest said, "when I did the first sweep."
Izar's blink was more like a flinch. His eyes went dark with realization, and she knew then that nobody had entered the lower room since she'd left it. Izar knew that the stain could only have come from her. Horror came next, and she knew that he would never be able to accept what she had done. She clutched at his arms as if that would stop the truth from driving him away, but he was not moving away. Instead, he grabbed her arms tightly.
What were you doing?" he demanded.
"Getting rid of a child is one of the most common reasons women seek to learn magic," Sargest said, his voice laced with mock sympathy.
"No,"
Riel protested. She could not bear for Izar to believe such a thing.
"There was no child. I want a child. I didn't even mean to use magic."
"You tried to make yourself fertile?" Sa-Elem asked.
"No, to see if the damage she'd done had healed."
She looked up at Sa-Elem.
"She hurt me so I would have to heal myself. I was tricked."
Izar let her go, rising and staggering backwards, but she barely noticed as a memory flashed into her mind.
"I was tricked,"
her abductor had said. Yet he'd still been paraded through the city and sent wherever the tainted were sent. She saw Sa'elem's face relax into sadness and sympathy.
"He knows the corrupter does this. He knows."
"Why didn't you tell us?" he asked.
She looked away.
"I was going to, but I couldn't see how I could without..."
She sighed.
"The result would have been the same."
He said nothing to that. Moving away from the bed, he walked over to stand in front of her. With him before her and Sargest behind, she felt surrounded, caged by priestly robes. The potential of their magic, for all that it was sanctioned by the angels, was no longer awe-inspiring or comforting.
"Ayes Riel Lazuli," Sargest said, "you are to accompany us to the temple."